This is Apollo Control. We've still got about 5 or 10 minutes left in the crew eat period. I'll be finishing up their evening meal before completing the last activities prior to their sleep period. That'll be a platform alignment and some mid-course navigation. A little while ago, spacecraft communicator Bob Parker told the crew that it did not appear at this time that we would have to do a mid-course correction at the mid-course correction 6 opportunity, which is in about 22 hours at 272 hours 58 minutes. Possibly a small mid-course correction will be required just prior to entry at 291 hours 58 minutes. However, this would at the present time appear to be only about 1.8 feet per second velocity change, which would be well within the capacity of the reaction control system thrusters. Probably would be a two-jet burn, just using just two of the attitude control thrusters. One of the clocks in mission control at this time is counting toward splashdown, 44 hours 35 minutes from now. And the flight dynamics officer reports that the spacecraft appears at this time to be comfortably within the entry corridor, with an entry angle at entry interface of about negative 6.69 or 6.7 degrees. The normal or preferred is about 6.5, but 6.7 is considered within the entry corridor. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., there will be a briefing in the MSC News Center briefing room on the subsatellite and the X-ray experiment. That will be at 11 a.m. Houston time tomorrow. Apollo 15 at the present time is 155,500 nautical miles from the Earth, and the spacecraft velocity is 3,382 feet per second.